Almost half of the people in Vermont who receive Social Security disability insurance became eligible for that insurance due to mental illness. The Vermont number is higher than the national rate, and it is also trending up while it steadily falls around the rest of the country. This according to a new report just issued by the state's Joint Fiscal Office. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains, the reasons behind the data are complex.
Social Security Disability Insurance, or SSDI, is one of the country's most important safety nets. The program provides monthly payments to people who can't work. The state's Joint Fiscal Office brought attention to Vermont's SSDI program about 2 years ago when it issued a report that said the state had one of the highest rates of enrolling young people under the age of 35. This new report finds that since 2001, the number of Vermonters qualifying for SSDI based on mental illness jumped 6 percentage points. Across the rest of the U.S., it fell by 2%.
I don't really have a good handle on why it's different in Vermont than it is in other states.
James Smith is the policy manager for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, the state program that tries to get people with disabilities back into the workforce. Smith says his staff was taken aback by the first report that highlighted the large number of young people in Vermont applying for SSDI benefits. But he says Voc Rehab is seeing more people dealing with opioid issues or anxiety and schizophrenia, so these numbers were not as surprising. And he says maybe Vermont's just doing a better job than the rest of the nation in reaching out to them.
If we have a good human service safety net, then we have case managers and social workers out there perhaps saying, you know, you've been out of work for a year now, you don't have any money, you may need to consider applying for SSDI benefits, you might be eligible. I mean, that conversation may be happening more often in Vermont because we have a strong social safety net than it's happening in Mississippi, let's say.
The report highlights the effect all of this has on the state's workforce. Hugh Bradshaw is with the Agency of Human Services, and he's leading an effort to get more employers to take a chance on hiring workers with a disability. Bradshaw and his staff travel out to workplaces, and they try to make it easier for people with mental illness to perform in a work setting.
There is certainly a lot of stigma around mental illness, and likewise, employers have fears around will this person have episodic experiences around mental illness? We do know that mental illness can be cyclical, and so for some folks, there may be a period of time when they need a timeout and they need to take a break from work.
Kurt White is a clinician at the Brattleboro Retreat, and he says the report draws attention to the important link between work and mental health recovery.
Being able to work is also an asset a lot of time in people's lives, no matter what their age or their disability status or their work history. We want to help them work toward those goals as part of their overall recovery process from mental illness or substance abuse-related disorders.
The Joint Fiscal Office raises alarm over the fact that once people get on the disability program, they usually don't return to full-time work status. And in a state that's dealing with a shortage of young workers, the report says the rising number of 20 and 30-somethings who go on disability will only put more pressures on Vermont's labor situation. But White says the people he works with are eager to get back to work and rebuild their lives. And he says young people who receive disability insurance for mental illness may be able to return to the workforce.
Will these young people become chronically disabled folks, people that don't get off of disability in the same way that we're used to, with the older demographic that becomes disabled? Or is this really a different cohort of folks that might have a different course of disability historically?
White says if there are resources committed to treatment and to workplace accommodations, then a lot of the young people with mental illness should be able to return to full-time employment. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.